Governor Asa Hutchinson yesterday announced the creation of a unified system of educational opportunities, workforce development, and data analysis. The goal of the new project is to improve workforce development in Arkansas. Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda has more.
Ready for Life is a statewide initiative with collaborative partners in education, workforce, business, industry, and government. Under the CARES Act, governors were given discretionary funds designed to improve educational opportunities. Hutchinson announced he is committing $14.7 million of those discretionary funds to supporting this project. The first part of this initiative is an integrated education and workforce data analytics website.
And if you go there today, you'll see the beginning of a robust website that will be a tool for the future. It'll be unique. It will be searchable. It will be used by employers. It will be used by workers to make sure we connect the workforce and their skills with the right employers.
Hutchinson said the new initiative will help achieve his long-term goal of connecting work skills and work certifications with employers more efficiently. The project provides more than $4.5 million to two-year institutions to expand workforce training opportunities in high-wage, high-demand careers for all Arkansans. There are three key parts to the initiative.
First is the learning management system. Secondly is a tracking system for career development among our workforce. And then the learner employer records, which are credentials of our workforce that we can market to prospective employers, that we can utilize to attract industry here, but also to match that credentialed employee and their training with the employer and the industry that needs that skill.
The governor said all Arkansans can use this system.
Whether the employer side, the worker side, it can also be utilized as a tool to recruit industry to our state, showing that we have these credentials, this capability in workforce.
Secretary of Commerce Mike Preston said improving Arkansas's workforce narrative will be a boon for the state.
As I've said this many times before, the state that can become the leader in workforce development is going to be the leader in economic development for the next 10, 15 years to come. We are building that platform for us to be that leader in economic development via workforce development. We don't have to go into a prospect meeting in the future and talk about everything else and then say, trust us on workforce. We can actually go in there now and sell on workforce development because we have that pipeline. We now have that data that's going to be available to us.
In addition to recruiting businesses to the state, this tool may also prove beneficial to Arkansans who have lost their job during the pandemic.
From this perspective of Department of Workforce Services, where we've seen such a spike in the pandemic because of an unemployment insurance and people who are out of a job, we now have an opportunity for them to better upskill and get on a career path where we can help fill some of these jobs, because we still have jobs available out there. We just have to be able to pull these pieces together and finish that puzzle, and this is that tool and that opportunity to do so.
The new workforce development tool can be accessed at readyforlife.arkansas.gov. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.